This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us, but more importantly, it is so great to have a mayor, former mayor, with us today, and to get her perspective of what cannabis did for her community. It's a pleasure to welcome former mayor and council member Debbie Peterson from Grove Beach, California. And you were the first in your country to recruit and license cannabis businesses. Let's get into this, because you were one of the more open-minded mayors. And when did your entrepreneurship kick in?
Well, I have to correct a couple of things, because we weren't quite as good as you say, or as, not as you say, as it sounded like. Maybe there may have been typos, but we were the first in our county in California. So we weren't the first in the country. There were pioneers who came in before us who were bolder and led the way for us. But we were the first in our county in California. And so there were others in California as well, up in the Bay Area. And the name of the city is Grover Beach. Yeah, so we're just a small city. We're 13,000 people. So we were fairly brave, fairly entrepreneurial, fairly bold for our county, for our community. Our city manager and city attorney went out to other communities where it had been done before, and they learned from them. They borrowed ordinances from them, adapted them for us. So we really did reach out. We were very entrepreneurial in that sense, especially considering we're such a small city.
What county was that, so we can get a reference of where in California?
Yeah, let me tell you, we're right in the middle of California, right between San Francisco and Los Angeles on Highway 1, that famous Highway 1. And so if you were to just, look at the map and put a dot right between San Francisco and L.A. at the beach on Highway 1, you would have San Luis Obispo County, and Grover Beach is pretty much right in the middle of the county at the beach.
So I have to ask you, Mayor, why did you favor legalizing cannabis? Because it was in the early days.
I favored it personally because there are so many people who came to me, including my physician. In fact, he showed up right before a vote at the council meeting, literally pleading with me and bringing me copies of studies, because he had a close friend whose son had died of a heroin overdose, and he was so desperate that we approve marijuana for pain relief, so that we didn't have to continue to have all these opioid deaths. It was personal for him, and he brought the evidence, and he asked me please to put it on the record, which I did. And in fact, after that meeting, I had cannabis business people come up and hug me, because I, there was a medical opinion right there being read out, and studies that supported it. And so I favored it for that reason, because we felt that it might be something that would help take away from some of the issues surrounding the opioids that were so dangerous. As he said, cannabis won't kill you, but opioids will. And he said you can't overdose on cannabis. Some people say you can, but anyway, that was his take on it. The other reason was because there's so many people who were using cannabis, and they were having to get it surreptitiously and worry, and they were really needing it for pain relief. We had a former policeman who had multiple yeah, multiple sclerosis. And he, the only way he could function, and he was quite functional, able to stay in his own home, is he could use cannabis, but otherwise he would have had to have been institutionalized. And so, it was, you know, it just was huge for so many people. And I wanted those people to have good quality, reliable, consistently available product, and without having to be afraid that they were going to be busted for using it.
So awesome. It's so awesome. Did you have opposition? I'm sure you did.
You know, the funny thing was, I got known. I was the person who hated corruption. I was the one, having been a business person all my life and understood cash flow, I understood organizational culture. I could smell a rat. And so I was the one who got known for government institutions for making sure that they were being run properly, that boards were doing oversight, and for taking down some situations and some administrators who were corrupt. And so there were a lot of folks who did not like me and did not want me involved because they were concerned because maybe they weren't on the up and up. And so there were many who painted me as being opposed to cannabis. I was absolutely not opposed to cannabis, but I was opposed to corruption. I wanted good product coming in. So it was really important to me that we get it set off on the right foot, and that we be bringing in product that would be supporting the community.
So you wrote a book, and the book is called The Happiest Corruption, Sleaze, Lies, and Suicide in a California Beach Town?
Yes. And it is a true story. That's the true story of the corruption I found when I was mayor. When I was a council member, and I was council member for 7 years, I had a number of people bring to me situations of corruption, and I would investigate, and I would find out that there was validity to what they were saying. And there were other council members, and they were women, I have to add, that could see that there were issues too, and together we would try to change out some of the representatives on some of these boards, and we were not able to. And as a council member, there was simply nothing I could do it. But as a mayor, I was able to have a lot more influence, and we were able to have some impact on some of the corruption, not all of it, but some of it. And it wasn't all cannabis. The book is not about cannabis. The book is about corruption, and there was an awful lot before we ever brought in cannabis, and there'll be an awful lot for a long time to come if we're not able to get some interest at higher levels.
And your background, you were at age 28 an award-winning entrepreneur in Great Britain.
Yeah, I've always been an adventurer and a nonconformist and a free thinker, and I had been a member of a Presbyterian church as a teenager, and we used to do exchanges with the Church of Scotland, and it's the same church basically, and so when we did that, I decided when I got my degree in communication that I wanted to go abroad, and I knew lots of kids and people. I won't say they weren't kids anymore at that point. I knew lots of folks in Scotland and decided, well, since I have a degree in communication, my French isn't that good. I better go somewhere where they more or less speak English. So I went over to Scotland and worked in advertising marketing for a couple of years and realized that the company that my mother had successfully launched in California, which was what everybody was doing, you know, the Mrs. Fields, how Otis Spunkmeyer, everybody went and started making their grandmother's chocolate chip cookies, and it took the country by storm in the 80s. Well, I realized that was a product that was going to work in Britain. So I copied my mother's company in California and started it up in Great Britain, and it was extremely successful, and we were the first ones to launch
good for you.
And brownies.
So who would have ever thunk the mayor of Grover, I mean, this small little beach town, has such an extraordinary background in business. And then I know that you write about the chief of police. You guys were not you really were not allies, were you? He was not in favor of cannabis.
Well, you know, we actually were allies. I loved the chief. He was, He was such an anomaly. He was a big, tall man, had a great sense of humor, a little bit cheeky, and, you know, he would teach my son to make, oh, to do stuff that you probably shouldn't do. You know, he was a great guy. But he and most of the, and this is before we brought in cannabis, because we'd raised the issue a number of times, he and almost all the police officers were opposed to it. And
state,
and they were opposed because they felt that we didn't have the regulations in place. They felt that it would be a disaster, really. And I don't think they were afraid that there would be a lot of enforcement issues. And so the police officers' associations were all opposed to it. And, you know, we respected their opinions. And for the most part, we had good relationships. And so I had a good relationship with the chief. And he was supportive of what I was doing in terms of bringing down corruption. And so this particular chief had retired by the time we brought cannabis in, and the chief that was in place at the time was in favor and supportive and helpful. So now we didn't have opposition. Actually, you know, at the time that the state, and we didn't do it until the state brought in the appropriate legislation.
So I want to get into what it was like for you, and give us the best website.
You can certainly go to my website, which is Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Entrepreneur and former mayor of Grover Beach in California is with us today, and councilwoman Debbie Peterson, and welcome back, Debbie. And so what was it like for you as mayor trying to juggle all of the different hats that you have to, and obviously what you need to go through as mayor, but let's go back to the cannabis story, because you were someone who had the insights. You knew firsthand how powerful cannabis could be for people.
Well, you know, it was the meetings were fascinating because everybody and their mother was at them. I mean, it was standing room only. We had to put televisions out in the courtyard in front of the city council hall so that people could watch the meetings, because there were more than 100 people at the meetings, and we just weren't big enough to have that many in the hall. And it was fascinating because we had people coming who needed the cannabis for health reasons. We had growers coming. We had the trimmers coming. We had hundreds of people who'd been involved in distributing and in small cannabis businesses around the whole state, and you know, consultants and attorneys. And so it was fascinating. We had a lot of input. And of course, it's a huge industry. I think it's probably at least a $10 billion industry in California. It's the biggest agricultural industry in the state. So it was fascinating. It was a learning curve. It was a big adventure for everybody. And, you know, people who'd been, the whole cannabis industry that had been pretty much in the dark, lurking back in the corners of business for all those years, suddenly they could come out into the light. And it was fascinating too, because, you know, they're a different kind of people than your average business person. They had to do things surreptitiously, and all of a sudden they were having to come out into the light. And I think it was a huge learning curve for them as well.
Yeah, you know, did you see how the small guys got edged out by the big guys in the early days?
Not just that. I mean, yes, it happened in the early days, and it's still happening. And I think the biggest disappointment for me, you know, and I don't want to paint cannabis as corrupt, because it certainly isn't corrupt. It's a wonderful product, and it always has been. But for me, my council was corrupt, and I'm no longer involved in local government. But they only chose felons, people with felonies in their backgrounds, to have dispensaries. And so the honest local business people who've been running good businesses were edged out. They left town, or they refused to do business in town. So we ended up with felons running businesses. One of them's in jail now. Another one's in court, I think. And there's only one original dispensary left 4 years later. So 3 years later. So there was, for me, there was a lot of disappointment, because the little guys did get edged out. And because of the book I've written across the state, and it's disappointing. The stories are heartbreaking, of people losing millions and millions of dollars in their time invested, and many of them going out of the business of murders that have been, you know, posed as suicides, and we all know they're not. Sheriffs telling me that same story, not my sheriff, sheriffs from other counties. It's really sad what's happened. The little guys the little honest guys have certainly been edged out. Not everywhere. Not everywhere. There, some of them have gone to other places and found success.
You know, Debbie, as I'm listening to you, where do you see, and how do you see the cannabis industry going forward, where the little guy still can make the money and still make a living? Can you? Do you see it happening?
I honestly, I don't know. I think the state is trying to do a few things. They're trying certainly to enable, they're trying to enable some of the minority groups who have been involved all along. They're trying to enable them in some ways financially. I don't know if that will work or not. I think it's a dangerous place right now for a lot of people. I think that one of the things that needs to happen, and this is coming from talking to people in the business, they've got to reduce the taxes because and they've got to make sure.
Tell us the tax story. Tell us the tax story, because we don't know if we're not.
It's very interesting. In California, and this may be true across the country, the states levy their taxes, and then the local towns and counties can levy their taxes. So a cannabis business can have a state tax. And since the feds aren't doing anything yet, they haven't got fed tax yet, but they can have then a county tax and they can have a local tax. And by the time you dump all those really high taxes, because the government officials are seeing tax dollars, dollar signs rolling around in their eyes. And by the time you add all those taxes, it just becomes, almost not tenable for the little guy and also all the paperwork involved. Just, it's not possible for them to operate a legal business. They might as well continue their traditional business. And so most operators are now running two businesses. They're running the legal business and they're running their original business. And that's ridiculous. And it also means that we don't have, and I don't think we really still have a good banking system that the cannabis industry can use, which can also makes it much easier for the black market businesses to continue. So I can't tell you how high the taxes are. That's why I went into the detail of how they operate, because the towns and counties can all set their own tax rates. And I know some of them, I think we reduced ours a little bit, but they're still high. And sometimes they're a little bit lower on medical marijuana than they are in the recreational. And one thing that they've done in my city now, too, and I can't tell you how it's going because we just started it, but now they've started smoking lounges. So you can have a cannabis dispensary, but you know, sort of like you can have a bar. Now you can actually go and consume cannabis in a lounge.
And do you think that's a
topic there? But,
no. But do you think that's a good thing? Do you think that's a good thing?
No, I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll have to see how that one plays out. You know, we'll have to see. I haven't had a chance to look at it. I'm a little bit skeptical. I never liked the idea of having people consume things that make it dangerous to drive and then throwing them in a car, but we do that with bars all the time. So there's probably a safe amount of consumption, but I don't know that we've determined that yet. Maybe you know that answer. As far as I know,
I don't. Yeah,
we're not clear.
It's a very interesting piece to the story. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we need to talk about the banking industry, and I would love your take on where you see legalization. Will it ever be statewide? Will it continue to be statewide, or do you think the federal government will have to break down and eventually legalize it because it affects the banking? We have a lot more with Debbie, former mayor of Grover Beach, and in California. And Debbie, your website is?
DebbiePeterson.com.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol. the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey, and we're having an in-depth conversation with a former politician about cannabis, the world of cannabis, the corruption involved, the little guys, the little mom and pops getting squeezed out, the taxation issue, which is the biggest complaint that every single operator from one coast of California to the coast of Vermont are talking about. It's outrageous. It's absolutely unfair and outrageous. And I want you to share with us a little bit. We have a lot to talk about, Debbie. Debbie Peterson is our guest today. DebbiePeterson.com is the website. She is the author of a book, and she also does a Corruption Chronicles podcast. And it's really fun to have you with us and informative and all of those things. But, Debbie, I want to go back to something you said. Why is it that this industry has the ability to be a game changer? It can change communities. That money that it brings in should be going back into the community and being a light changer. Is that happening?
Yes and no. it absolutely does, and the reason my community voted in favor of it, the reason the city council was so positive about it, was that, yeah, if you take this income and you put it back into the economy, and the people involved, all of them, not just the ones who are trying to do it legally, if they're all paying their fair share of taxes, yes, it has a huge, huge impact. Enormous. And that wasn't my motivation, although it's certainly it's an okay motivation. It should,
sure.
You know, we ought to all be working within the system. It works better when we all work within the system. You started off with a question in the last segment about, will we ever legalize it, nationally? And that is one incredibly good reason to do that. I was thinking about that. It almost makes me wonder, are they trying to perpetuate the crime? And I'm serious about that. Is there some reason at a federal level that they want to perpetuate this crime? It's ridiculous.
It really, at this point, is ridiculous. And it's ridiculous on so many levels. And look at what, explain to people what, in Massachusetts, it's insane. We just interviewed a young entrepreneur from the black community who is trying so hard to give back and do so much. And it's taken him years to get his licensing, he's still not open.
Oh, that's crazy. And that's what we see here. And we've got people in our little community. I have an electrician who tells me that he knows of many, many people that he worked for trying to set up businesses that did lose millions. And these aren't big producers. These are little guys. But if you think about that, if they were making enough money in the business to lose millions, that would have been a lot of money that it would have been helpful if they were paying taxes on it. And, they can't pay taxes on it if they can't be legal. So the whole thing is ridiculous. And I think that at a federal level, we must legalize it. And I'm glad that the states are leading the way and kind of forcing their arm. And until we allow it to be banked, until we make it legal at a national level, we are going to continue to have the crime. And legalizing it at state level in California has not reduced crime. It's increased the crime. I don't have statistics for that, but I have horrific stories, as I mentioned earlier. I have horrific stories for that. And I think the reason it's increased the crime, we've still got the same stuff coming across the border from south of the border. We've still got the same international stuff going on with drugs. We've got a lot more fentanyl as we do across the whole country. It's
right.
So destroying.
And we have this guest that comes on that talks about Walter Wolf, who wrote The Right Rehab, and Walter talks a lot about the problems with the off-the-street cannabis now filled and laced mm-hmm. with fentanyl, and what a problem it is, and people smoking are getting, instead of getting high, are dying.
It's crazy. It's killing police officers. It's killing our children. And that's what kills me, and that's why I'm so upset that we welcomed the criminals with open arms, and they brought their whole all their paraphernalia with them, good, bad, and the good, the bad, and the ugly, and it's killing our children now, and that's the price we pay for not creating a legal industry with something that should never been illegal in the first place.
So the bootleg industry, the black market is bigger. I don't know. This is what we've heard. We've heard it's bigger in California than it is the rest of the country. Is that true?
Probably. I don't have statistics, but I'm fairly certain it is. And it's certainly worse than it's ever been. I'm in tears every time I think about it because of the stories I hear. And I wish I could publicize them, and I can't because people are scared to death, literally scared to death, because it's really dangerous to talk. I mean, they're terrified. And they're terrified even to go to the feds. And then they're not scared of the feds. They are, but they're more scared of what happens if they get caught talking about anything. And, but where I was going with that is, yeah, we've still got all the original sin coming in. But now we also have, the wheeling and dealing with the corrupt government officials. So now there's enough money that it's attracted all kinds of, it's all the opportunists in local government. So the crime has increased. And it breaks my heart. All of this over something because President Nixon many, 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 many years ago decided to have a war on drugs.
Yeah.
And he made this a drug he was having war on that he should have left it alone. This one, the others, yeah, fine. But this one he should have left alone.
Oh, it's just, it's a shame. It is a shame.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, there are people that are speaking out, and we talk to a lot of people on this program on Cannabis Talk, thank goodness, that are setting the record straight. But my part of the story is that we could be using every piece of this hemp for so much more than we are right now. And it could be a changer in every industry from construction all the way to healthcare. Mm-hmm. And the lack of education is part of the problem. People are so fixated on, it's not good for you. It's illegal. I don't want to get high. There are so many stories that are around this plant, and we really don't get the truth about what the many, many ways in which this plant helps people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's the whole thing. It's a plant. You know? There are lots of plants out there, and there are lots of plants out there that have chemical effects. So I think we need to just remember it's a plant, and we need to look at it like all the others and use it for what it's good for, and take away all the rest of the stigma and the rest of the nonsense and get on with it. And yeah, it has a lot of benefits that need to be recognized. It's too bad we can't just go back and rewrite it all. I did want to suggest to people that they watch the podcast, The Happiest Corruption Chronicles. And the reason is because I do sometimes get folks on about cannabis, but also about other things, because what it comes down to is what we, the people, will allow, what we're going to stand for. All of this is about what we allow our elected representatives to, how we allow them to represent us. And so those of us who get it, who know what's going on, need to make sure that we're vocal and that they understand. So this is a good thing that you're doing. But you can watch, if you want to listen to a few podcasts. I have some really interesting
I bet you do. So Debbie, let me ask you, when we come back, we're getting ready for a break. When we come back, let's talk about the banking industry and how serious, by not having it federally have it legal on the federal level and how serious that is and what it's causing. So when we come back from break, let's get into that a little bit as well. And some of your existing and some thoughts that you might have. And I have a quick question for you before break. Are you going to go back into politics? Because we need more people like you to really and truly support what we're all about.
I'm not. What I want to do is encourage everybody else. I want to spend my time and energy encouraging people to speak with their representatives, get involved, to take up their roles. I think I can do more good that way now.
All right. We'll take a quick break and be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Debbie, give your website as we go to break.
DebbiePeterson.com.
We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It is Frankie Boyer. What a treat having Debbie Peterson with us today. She is the author of her bestseller, The Happiest Corruption, Sleaze, Lies, and Suicide in a California Town. And she was the mayor of Grover Beach in California, the middle part of the state, and we've been talking with her about the serious problems with taxing, the serious problems of not being federally legal, the serious problems with corruption within the politicians. And so, Debbie, do you see it being legalized in the next 5 years? I always ask that question, but I'm just curious.
Well, I don't know. I hope so. Sometimes things go faster and people are brighter than we give them credit for. And I'm just going to hope that that's where this is. If enough of us keep speaking out, it will happen. I want to mention a couple of things. One is that at the beginning of the show, we talked about the first police chief I worked with, how he had been opposed to it. When he retired, he moved to Colorado and he came back to town one time and I asked him, so what's it like having cannabis in Colorado? I need to know because I'm not going to support it in our town if it doesn't work there. And he said, Debbie, it makes no difference. It is not a bad thing. It does no harm. It's no big deal. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. And so there, from the mouth of the cop who was opposed to it, the police chief, he said, just do it. It's not a problem. So to those who are worried about banking, it would enhance the banking industry. It would reduce crime. It's time that we saw common sense, as you mentioned earlier here, and allowed this huge amount of money that's coming in, $10 billion in California alone, that we allowed it to come into the banking system and come in and be taxed properly, stop killing people. We've got to stop this. We've got to do this right.
The banking, talk about the banking, because this is a real, really tough, tough place.
Yeah, and not everybody understands this, but because most banks are federally insured and it's not legal on a federal level, cannabis is not, then anybody in the cannabis industry has to operate on a cash business because they cannot use the banking system because the banks can't take the risk of taking dark money that they can't source that may cause them to lose their license to bank. So nobody can take the risk, and it means we continue to have operate on a cash basis, which is the easiest way to do things illegally. That's the gist of it, and so we're just perpetuating crime by doing that. We're enabling crime.
Yes, yes.
One thing I will say, though, is that at a federal level now, apparently, they are no longer funding going after cannabis, prosecuting cannabis. And so where we Really, at one time where people were so afraid they'd get prosecuted, I mean, there's still possibly reason for fear, probably not under this administration so much, but there's no longer funding going toward that, so there's not much motivation for anybody to go after anybody who's involved in the cannabis industry. That is better news. So maybe they're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. That's wonderful. But there are still people that are in jail for stupidness and rotting away in a jail cell because of the legalities and the loopholes, and they fell through the system. They didn't have money, whatever the reason is. There are still too many people.
Yeah, we put more people in cages in the United States than anywhere else in the world, and that's part of it,
Which is sad, really sad. One of the things that is so, this is what makes it so crazy, is that the cannabis industry right now is mostly cash. There are a couple of credit unions in different states that are allowing and working with the dispensaries, but they're far and few between and not enough of them. But you need to have security because it's a cash business.
Yes, yeah, and because some of it is you know, in some cases they're, in some cases people, as I said earlier, they bring their whole range of products with them, and not all those products are products that we want to be involved with, and so it's still dangerous. There's still an element of danger in it. You're still working with some folks who are operating illegally and are selling a whole lot of other products besides cannabis. So, yeah, it's risky, and there's no easy answer, but we've got to start moving in the right direction.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that the corruption, I don't know how you clean it up, though. What do you think, Mayor? Give us some closing thoughts.
Well, I think the biggest thing we can do is make sure that the taxation, I would say, you know, keep it in line with alcohol. We finally figured out how to do alcohol. We had similar problems when we stopped prohibition. And so let's look at what we did there. Look at what worked. Learn from our mistakes. Look at what didn't work. I think that one of the solutions would be to tax it and allow it on terms similar to how we did alcohol and how we do alcohol now. If we can do that, we can probably find that we can work with a product that actually has a lot more benefits than alcohol. So I think that's probably the easiest solution and the most sensible one. We figured it out. So that one ain't broke anymore. Let's figure out how to fix this one and make it like that one.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Such a great time with you, and getting a politician's piece of the whole story and the power of this plant. Your book is out. It's called The Happiest Corruption: Sleaze, Lies, and Suicide in a California Beach Town. Give us the best website, how people can find out more about you, your podcast, which is available, and it's called Corruption Chronicles.
DebbiePeterson.com, which is DebbiePeterson.com, has links to the book, to some new books coming out, to the Corruption Chronicles podcast, blogs, anything you would want to know about this. And if you are aware of any kind of corruption and ways to fix it, and you'd like to come on the podcast, get in touch with me. You can do that through the website, DebbiePeterson.com. I would be happy to chat with you on the podcast, because that's what we're about. We want to bring down corruption and sort things out.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Debbie. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.